And I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Thanks for being with us on a Friday morning. It's been a very busy week in agriculture, and we will cap it off this morning, relatively speaking. Really, this afternoon when we get to Commodity Week at 2:36, but this morning at 11 a.m. with the USDA reports. If you're interested in seeing those or want to know what they look like and what the tables might be, you can do that already. They will be filled in automatically on our website at willag.org. Let's take a look at some of the numbers as they're trading a couple of hours before that report at this point. Corn futures are down 4 cents in the corn pit. September contract at 357 3/4. December at 369 1/4, a nickel lower. March down 5 1/4 at 380 1/4. In the May at 387 1/4, down 5 1/4. Next year's December 5 1/2 lower at 392 1/2. September beans are down 6. November's are 7 1/2 lower. They're trading at 866 1/2. January at $8.70 are down 7 1/2, and the May futures down 6 3/4 at 874 1/2. July down 7 1/4. Next year's November beans for the morning at 858 1/2 are down 6 3/4. Bean meal futures off 70 cents in the September, down or rather up a dime in the October. They're at 308.10, and the bean oil futures in the October, 67 cents lower at 26.28. Wheat futures, September contract down a nickel at 463, July at 489 1/4, down 6 1/4, and the hard red at 6 1/2 lower at 504 even. Live cattle futures in Chicago for the October down $1.37 1/2 at 141.57 1/2. December down $1.35 at $143.35 per 100 pounds. The October feeders at 196.52 1/2 are down $1.97 1/2, and lean hogs in the October 87 1/2 cents lower at $67.67 1/2. Let's check in on these markets with Mike Zuzlow. He's at Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting in Atchison, Kansas. I bet you're just waiting for that 11 o'clock hour to pass so you can get on to the next thing this morning, Mike.
Yes, you bet. And you know, Todd, we have to talk about, I think, in the beginning, our generation seeing and commemorating our Pearl Harbor of this generation today, and a day of infamy in this 9/11. So our thoughts and prayers to everybody that was impacted by that.
Thank you for taking the time with that this morning. It is an event that will live on in our history and much of the world history for a very, very long time, and a sorrowful event for the whole of the planet, in my particular opinion. Let's move forward and look towards what will be happening this morning. A couple interesting things for our listeners who are really interested in the marketplace. They can visit our website, Mike, at willag.org. I've already put up the pre-report numbers and the tables. They'll fill out dynamically at 11 o'clock. My Twitter account is posted there. But more interesting than that, I think, will be an hour later at the noon hour. And as soon as you get the opportunity, if you happen to be on Twitter, you can check this out. Lance Honig with USDA NAFS, he's the chief of the crops branch, that's the crew that puts together these reports, are going to do a Twitter stat chat. So if you don't have Twitter, I'm going to post all of those chats directly into the willag.org website. So at noon today, Central Time, if you come back to the website, you can begin to watch Lance Honig answer some of those questions. And if you have questions, you can just look up hashtag StatChat on Twitter and send him a question immediately after the report. This afternoon during closing market report, we'll have Mark Schleusner, who is the Illinois state statistician, on with us. That's at 2:36 live today. So kind of laying out what's happening, I think, Mike, you won't mind that I took a little extra of your time because I suspect there's not a whole lot that we have to talk about 2 hours in front of this report. But it is a really big and important report for farmers about to go to the field to harvest corn and soybeans this fall, isn't it?
It really is. And I think, Todd, it goes back to what we talked about last week and what we talked about at the Farm Progress Show. Grain traders really need a reason to cover their shorts at this stage of the game. And they need it from USDA today. And we talked about this last Friday. And it mainly goes back to the Federal Reserve liftoff and that coming in next week, in the middle of the week, with the Federal Reserve rate decision and whether they're going to raise interest rates for the first time since the financial crisis. This week, I think, has shown that very clearly. S&P downgraded the Brazilian debt and their sovereign debt rating to junk status, and it just reinvigorated the fear of the emerging markets and commodity demand and the idea that if the Federal Reserve comes in with a shift in interest rate policy, then the dollar will resume its uptrend and will look like 2001, 2002 all over again. So the early yield reports that are mostly disappointing in the central Corn Belt at this point, specifically Illinois, are not really getting factored into the trade, especially as we head closer to the report today. We're taking premium out of the market right now and essentially going back to where we started this week out. So I think your point is very valid. It's an extremely important report. And I think given the harvest pace we've seen here in the Delta and, the maturity of the corn crop versus last year, USDA could, in fact, change yield if they wanted to. I mean, they did last year at this time, raising both corn and bean yields in the September report by 2.6% on both corn and bean yields. So you could see a change because we're more advanced in harvest than we were last year at this time. And Lance actually got back to me this week and talked about that in my email question, that this could be a situation, based upon how they do their procedures, that estimated yields could be replaced with actual yields if the specific producer that was polled in August would happen to change his numbers.
Did he tell you whether they would let us know that in the report or not?
He did not. No, I think that the
Well,
I did not
that's
go
one
ahead.
for the hashtag stat chat this
Yeah,
afternoon,
that's right.
this morning, isn't it? We may have
Yeah,
that.
you want to be careful if you're an analyst of not asking too much, before a report, but needing some clarification. And so, yeah, that would be something that I would get in touch with him after the report. And after I see that scatter diagram, that chart of what the pounds on the ear weight are, and see if that changed at all or did not change since the August numbers.
Yeah, so those numbers come out in the executive report, and I usually post those into a well into both my Twitter account, so you'll see them on the website at willag.org around 11 o'clock, or as soon as I actually get that summary from them. It comes a bit later, and then I'll try to put a newsletter together over the weekend, and it will also include some of those. Again, you can sign up for that newsletter. Just hit subscribe on the willag.org website, and you'll see the ag newsletter there. It's in a little box by itself, so go ahead and subscribe to that. What other things are happening in the marketplace that you're thinking about this week? You suggested that the numbers coming off weren't really that good. However, that it was pretty early. I made note from Logan County, my home county in the middle of the state of Illinois. Yesterday, corn came off at 19.5%. That was full season corn. Really, you think about September the 10th, 19.5% early corn, 105-day corn. Last week at 15%. This corn crop has really matured quickly.
It is, and I think this is where if you add the Federal Reserve issue to the model map shifting this morning to a warmer, drier bias, whereas they were showing a lot of rainfall in the next 10 days, if that actually holds and we stay warm and we stay dry, then we will have a much more rapid pace and pickup in shelling of corn. And we don't have a lot of news right now, Todd, out of Indiana and Ohio and Iowa and Minnesota, except on beans. And those yields are holding up, from what I understand, very well, even on the early beans. And that's probably why we've continued to see the beans be the market leader to the downside. I think that's probably the other thing to watch going into the report. Does USDA give us a reason to not have the beans be the leader to the downside, or do they continue on the path of least resistance set up from the August report? It would sure be nice, given the technicals right now, that the beans stop going down here and kind of put in a floor. And I think that would do a lot for the market sentiment as well.
I think among the things I want to ask you this afternoon, because we're just out of time, and it'll depend a lot on what we see from the USDA, is if we're going to have a quick drying crop, an early harvest, would that put an early low in, meaning that October, when you set the crop insurance final numbers, that you need to protect something to the upside? We'll talk about that more later this afternoon, and maybe you can think about that some. Thanks, Mike, for being with us this morning. Looking really forward to having this conversation with you again this afternoon during the closing market report.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day, Todd.
Mike Zuzalo is with Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting. He's in Atchison, Kansas. Joins us on the mid-morning market report. We'll return at 6 after the hour of 2 o'clock, about to actually 2:11 today. And we'll have a discussion with him about the USDA reports. Those will be posted again into our website at willag.org. I'll update the numbers, and you can follow my Twitter account. And then the Stat Chat, hashtag Stat Chat. If you're on Twitter, you can search that. that at noon today, Central Time, to see what Lance Honig, the chief of the crops branch, has to say about this morning's report, how it was gathered, and maybe you can ask him some questions as well. If you don't have Twitter, don't worry, just go to the willag.org website, and I will make sure that you see all of those hashtag stat chats listed there. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3, Urbana.